And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What a joy it is this Christmas to hear the carols yet again springing from the tongues of the Christian people, and the scriptures read once more in the tender voices of children. Last year, this sanctuary sat silent and empty on Christmas Eve. What a gift it is then to be able to sing, and this year really mean, O come all ye faithful. And what a gift it is for this great architectural instrument to be played with the voices of God's people, greeting God's Son yet again. The angels sing with us, and I hope that your heart does also. But even with all of the joy and glad tidings of the season, there is also a certain shadow being cast over this Christmas, too. We're still in masks. And some of us still don't feel safe to come to church or anywhere else, for that matter. Some don't feel safe in their own country or even their own world. And though we survived 2020 and are almost done with 2021, we still have a sense that we aren't completely out of the woods yet. A recent day's headlines in a national newspaper confirms our senses. Omicron is a dress rehearsal for the next pandemic. Rising from the Antarctica, a climate alarm. January 6th committee recommends contempt charge. Your inflation worries say a lot about you and may affect prices. The dozens killed in tornadoes are mourned. What a failed planet looks like. And finally, an opinion piece, the world is on fire, SOS. Talk about the Grinch still trying to steal our Christmas. Jesus has been born once more, and here old Herod comes right back at him. And would that we, like the wise men, knew how to escape it all by some other route. But there is no escape for most of us. No island to run to, no Egypt to exile in. We can't just up and leave like Mary and Joseph in the middle of the night. No, we, like the rest of the people in Bethlehem, have to stay here, and we have to face whatever is next. So how do we face it? With courage, and with conviction, and with the assurance that this child who has been born among us in Bethlehem bears for us a message of God's love and care for this whole earth, and solidarity with the totality of our struggling and uncertain and fragile and still yet very, very precious humanity. We speak of Emmanuel this time of year. It means God is with us. God is so entirely in solidarity with us in our humanity and in our creation that God sent God's own Son fragile and vulnerable in all of the elements and evils of this world, that we might behold God's complete at-one-ment with each of us and be burdened by our sense of at-one-ment and responsibility for each other. This is what the theologians call the doctrine of incarnation. In the incarnation of Jesus, God came to be one with us and the world, to share our fate and to partake in our sufferings and our struggles, and to show the soul its worth and teach a weary, weary world how it is that we are to go on loving one another. And love never ends. I know that we are indeed, all of us, pretty weary. We're exhausted by what has been required of us over these past 2 years. It seems like we're never quite getting anywhere, making no progress, no headway. The old problems still exist, and the old evils still persist. And the love of many is in jeopardy of growing cold. We've all, every one of us, had thoughts of just giving up and giving in and altogether letting go of that Christmas spirit of kindness and compassion for one another. We're all in danger of giving way to cynicism and selfishness. In other words, we could all, without too much effort, become real Scrooges. But then the line from the old familiar carol speaks to me, and perhaps also to you. Let nothing you dismay. When the prophet Isaiah spoke of God being Emmanuel, it was in a time of tremendous uncertainty and fatigue in Israel. They were exhausted and worn out and had just about given up on the vision for who it was that they could be as a nation and as a people. Isaiah said they were walking in darkness with wickedness burning like a fire in the forest all around them. It was a dismaying time. But then the prophet spoke these words, words which echo down to us through the centuries for just such a time as this. Do not fear. I am with thee. Do not be dismayed, for I am thy God who strengthens thee, and I will help you always. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, thou shalt not overwhelm thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We are, as Paul said, afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not yet destroyed. And we will not be destroyed. not as a people. For faith and hope and love will remain, and the Christmas spirit will endure, and the faint flicker of love's pure light will hold out against the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it. In the great vault of Christmas's past, there is a letter from the German pastor and martyr Dietrich Bonhoeffer, written to his co-conspirators in the struggle against Nazism at the end of 1942, just before his arrest in the new year of 1943. The letter is titled After 10 Years, and it is an epistle of encouragement and exhortation, a word to the weary and the anxious after a full decade of holding out and just trying to hold on. And in two lines, the pastor gives to his flock and friends insight into the life of faith that on many, many occasions has brought me much comfort and consolation when facing the unknown. I believe, he wrote, that God will give us the strength we need to help us to resist in the times of distress, but he never gives it in advance, lest we should rely on ourselves and not on him alone. What the new year of 2022 will bring us, we do not know. It will no doubt be full of wars and rumors of wars and variants and rumors of variants and fears and uncertainties over the economy and nation and who knows what the heck else. But the word tonight is this: be not afraid, beloved, nor dismayed. And do not give up on your hope, for Emmanuel, God, is with us, and God will be with us. And they who walk in darkness shall see a great light, and on them living in a land of deep darkness, a light shall shine. And the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh shall arrive right on time, along with whatever other good gifts we will need from God to keep Herod at bay and the baby alive and the light of Christmas love aglow in our hearts and in this world forever and ever. So may it be. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God and Mother of us all, and all of God's people then said, Amen.